And by Flavelle International University, offering a fascinating online Bachelor of Arts degree in the Great Books. Financial aid available. More at flavelleonline.com.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 28th of May, 2007. It's Memorial Day today. First observed 1868, on this day, Arlington National Cemetery. Flowers were placed on the graves of Union and Confederate soldiers alike. Men whose memory was honored, regardless of what you thought of the cause for which they fought. At least in the beginning, it was not a day for speeches arguing for or against the cause, but a spring day on which people simply remembered those struggles that took place and what they cost. In 1868, Arlington National Cemetery, men in blue uniforms, federal uniforms, saluted the dead who, a few years before, had taken up arms against them in the spirit of national reconciliation. It's the anniversary of the publication of the first Western novel, The Virginian, by Owen Wister. It came out in 1902 on this day. Owen Wister was a well-to-do Philadelphian. He went to Wyoming for his health, fell in love with it, wrote a novel about ranchers and cattle rustlers and a tall cowboy in love with a school marm who faces down the rustlers in a shootout. The novel contained the famous line, "This town ain't big enough for both of us." It was a big success. It sold 300,000 copies by the end of the year. But Owen Wister's mother did not like the book. She thought it was too violent. And so Owen Wister never wrote another Western, although his publisher begged him for a sequel. It's the birthday of the man who created James Bond, novelist Ian Fleming, born London, 1908, wanted to be a diplomat, failed the Foreign Office exam, went into journalism, then into naval intelligence during World War II, after which he settled in Jamaica. He fished and gambled and was a bird watcher and decided to write a novel about a secret agent, codename 007, with a license to kill. The first novel was Casino Royale, in which James Bond gambles with Nazi agents and takes them for everything they're worth. It sold about 7,000 copies, followed by four more James Bond novels that sold less and less well, and then From Russia with Love in 1957, which became a huge international bestseller. It's the birthday of Walker Percy, born in Birmingham, 1916, author of The Movie Goer in 1961, about a man who feels joy only while watching the movies. Walker Percy, who said, "We love those who know the worst of us and don't turn their faces away." And it's the birthday of the poet Mae Swenson, born in Logan, Utah, 1919, who wrote, "That summer that I was 10, can it be there was only one summer that I was 10? It must have been a long one then." Here's a poem for today, actually three short poems by X.J. Kennedy, three epitaphs. For a postal clerk, here lies wrapped up tight in sod Henry Harkins, care of God, on the day of resurrection may be opened for inspection. For a rail traveler, here lie Jonah Jones's uncoupled remains, a cowcatcher caught him as he changed trains. His fragments took off in a few directions. May he rise at the last trump to make connections. For a washer of dishes, here rattle about in the suds of the grave the porcelain bones of a deep sink slave. Impeccable platters were what he wrought, with a face like a rag, wrung dry of thought. Let the scouring rain and the sponging worm deliver his spirit from crust and crumb, and stack him up high, beyond sin and stain, in the light of the Lord, to let him drain. Three epitaphs by X.J. Kennedy from Peeping Tom's Cabin, published by Boa Editions Limited, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. And by RBC Dane Rauscher. For almost 100 years, RBC Dane Rauscher's financial consultants have worked hard to make investing work for their clients. More information at rbcdane.com. produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.